First Line Report. News and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good Friday morning. The new Nixon team and what's good about them after this.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. We often list some of the dozens of jobs that vice grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of vice grip locking wrenches don't know the total story. There are many uses for vice grip that we haven't heard about. That's because vice grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about vice grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a vice grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name vice grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a vice grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
The president is off today for Pekin, Illinois, to speak well of the late Republican Senator Everett Dirksen and to be seen with Dirksen's son-in-law, Senator Howard Baker, star questioner of the Senate Watergate hearings. Mr. Dirksen will go on to Florida for a weekend, preparing the start Monday in Washington of the summit meeting with Soviet Communist Party leader Brezhnev. Sometime over the next day or so, the president will formally announce plans for creating a new cabinet-level Department of Energy and Resources. Mr. Nixon's rebuilt personal staff team is nearly complete now, with the bringing back of Bryce Harlow. One of the things that strikes an observer scanning the new roster is that it has more diversity than the Haldeman-Ehrlichman-led team it is replacing. As the president's most conservative advisor, Patrick Buchanan, noted in a conversation recently, Mr. Nixon began at the White House with a staff of some diversification, conservative Professor Arthur Burns on the one hand, liberal Professor Patrick Moynihan on the other. But Burns left quickly, and Moynihan later was boxed out by a combination of his own lack of organization and the Haldeman-Ehrlichman clique. Anyway, in the Watergate wake, some effort is being made, again, to give the president broader diversification in his top personal staff, from the conservative Buchanan to the liberal Leonard Garment to centrist Mel Laird, with a relatively non-political party-oriented General Haig sorting out their viewpoints and appointments for the president. That is, of course, vastly oversimplified, and whether it is valid or not depends, among other things, upon how you define liberal, conservative, centrist, and so on, and compared to what. Indeed, the whole contention that the president has, in fact, given more real diversification to his staff may be open to debate, but it is at least arguable now that he has. That must be judged a plus, even with those who still say, justifiably, that Mr. Dixon has not brought in much really fresh, high-level talent. About the old faces in the new jobs, some negative things have been reported, including some on this broadcast, concerning the staff men and women as individuals. More, no doubt, will be, as it should. But there are many positive things, too, to be said about these same staffers as individuals, just as random samples. No reasonable person can sit and chat with Al Haig for very long and fail to be impressed by his look-you-in-the-eye sincerity and dedication to decency and country. Ronald Ziegler, whatever his downside and past mistakes, works like a mule and has yet to lose his ability to take criticism graciously. Roy Ashe, the budget and management master, is continually impressive for his willingness to take advice from talented subordinates. Just examples. And they all do seem to be trying to open up the White House to more outside ideas. They have in recent days created a whole new atmosphere of willingness to cooperate with one another, with Congress, with the press, with business, labor, and a broad spectrum of other interests. The question is, will it last? Is all of this just more cosmetics, brushed on to counter bad impressions from Watergate, or does it run deep? The familiar faces in new jobs around the president, in the end, won't decide that. Neither will their new ways of doing things. In the end, Richard Nixon, and how he really feels about it, will decide. That is what is important, and that is what we do not yet know. Now, please, this message.
You've tried everything, haven't you?
Yep, rain.
Yep,
salt.
Yep,
fleet.
Yep.
Hailstone.
Yep,
grease.
Yep.
Detergent.
Yep.
You see, nothing can crack the hard shell finish of Turtle Wax.
I haven't tried the Sprock yet.
I must have forgot to Turtle Wax the windshield.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Quick now, describe Turtle Wax's hard shell finish.
Quick?
Quick.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Blinding.
Bright.
Listening.
Glittering.
Dazz sparkling.
Luminous.
Fiery.
Flash.
Fantastic.
That was quick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back.
If I told you I turtle whacked my car in 25 minutes to give it 25 weeks of protection, what would you say?
I'd say, wow.
Well, I did turtle wax my car in 25 minutes, and I got 25 weeks of protection.
Wow.
Turtle wax makes the turtle's back pain. Turtle wax cracks the turtle's back.
Turtle wax in liquid or paste. Anything else is mock turtle.
Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Have a good weekend. This has been First Line Report from CBS News.